Let's pray. Oh God, I've spent so much of my life using myself as everybody else's spiritual thermometer. And everybody else always falls short of my brilliant example. And just when I'm proudest of myself, I see that marvelous young man who died younger than I am now, who exhibited in 3 sets of 11 years more wisdom than I'll conquer by 90 if I live that long, who exhibited patience and love. Somehow I have a hunch he had a third cheek if you'd hit the second one. And I want so desperately in my life not to be attached to meaningless rules, not to be a victim of cultural circumstance that dictates how I'm supposed to behave in church. I want to be part of the balloon flying, kite flying, tear shedding celebration that screams, "He is alive." He is alive when I hug a hurt, when I wipe a tear, when I comfort a broken heart, when I put a cloak around cold shoulders. And when I'm so busy tending to the hurt around me that I forget some of my own pain and loneliness, and find that I can lean on you mile after mile after mile. Some of us came here this week toting heavy packs, burdens and problems and struggles that have just been on our back like crazy. Some of us here found a friend or two to carry it a while. And some of us laid it on the back of a strong young Galilean and we said, "Hey fella, come carry my pack." And it is the pack toters that are the redeemers among us. Some of us get tired toting, but have never found a joy to equal it. And so give us strength enough to call on you, rely on you, lean on you. And give us strength enough to be called on, relied on, and leaned on. And may we share the cup of our common brotherhood with a starving and thirsting world that needs to hear, "I love you." In touch, smile, ideal, and practical action. Some of us came here already pretty sure we had it knocked, already had all of our ducks in a row and all of our rules in line, and found that the pattern's been shattered, and some thoughts have got down that the pattern's been shattered, and some thoughts have got to be rethought, some ideals have got to be restructured, some friends have got to be reevaluated, and some directions have got to be looked up in the Atlas again. And so for those people who came here with an exclamation point on their breasts and go home now with a question mark in their heads, give them courage. Courage to sustain and fight for and live with the impatient Spirit of God, restless in our midst, always moving, but always near. And teach us the joy of giving back in humble, loving service, ourselves in patient witness to those who would plow us under. I don't expect this group to go back home and turn the world upside down by Thursday. I expect many in this group to look back and say, "Well, that was a good time. But this is real. Back here at the frat house and back here at home with my weird parents and back here in this crazy little church that doesn't know what's up anymore, give me patience." And we will not go out of here at 2:12 and boil forever. And so in the times of dull routine, let us in our minds come back to French Lick and drink deeply from the fountain that we found here. Remember a friend whose name we cannot recall, but whose smile and clasp we'll never forget. Take hope and stand tall and realize that the load is a little lighter because a friend is a little closer. And so it is in that spirit that we open these empty bags to you and ask you to fill them not with seltzer water, fizzes and bubbles and sparkles, but with the milk of human kindness. And help us so love your world that we just give it away with joy. For we pray in the Spirit of Jesus Christ, in whom was life and light and the truth that sets us free. Amen.